Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa. Here's Matt. Guns it. Caught. Hurst. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one. You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man. Go get some Hey Man Ale for the Thanksgiving holiday, man. Make sure you're stocked up. Send your picks. And we'd love to get a chance to see him at Mike Bell, ATL, and put him up. See Dukes. Follow us, guys, at Dukes and Bell 929. Mike, let's talk about the Falcons and the NFL and what's going on with our man Steve Weish from the NFL Network. Steve does work for the Falcons as well. And, Steve, good to have you back on. Happy Thanksgiving week to you and your family. We were just talking about, you know, all that's going on with the Giants, watching them last night. And Jason Garrett gets let go. And I want to start there because we had Joe Theismann on earlier, and Joe was like, yeah, he's just a guy, you know, he hadn't had his best players on the field, and the Giants are struggling. What do you make of the Garrett firing?
I think he's just the first domino. I mean, you know, and happy Thanksgiving to you guys anyway, but I think it's
you a too.
Situation where they're going to take, you know, this is a coach trying to throw everyone else out there like it's his fault. You know, because now they're putting Freddie Kitchens in as a play caller. And last I checked, didn't work too well in Cleveland. That did not work so well, especially when they got inside the 20-yard line. Oh, my God, that was a game. But we always hold the Giants up as a keystone franchise, right, because they got the Mara family and they've done so much for the league. But – you look at what they've done ever since they let Coughlin and Jerry Reese go, and it has not been good. And so you're looking now at organizationally, from, you know, hiring the wrong GMs to hiring the wrong head coaches, that this is a team that, you know, has to be mentioned with some of the other clubs that just can't get it right. And so I think at the end of the season, you know, unless there's some miraculous turnaround that Freddie Kitchens can inspire, they're going to have to blow the whole thing up again. And so Jason Garrett, that offense didn't look good. You can say he didn't have pieces or whatnot, but he didn't have it working. I mean, I saw Arizona and Baltimore play with backup quarterbacks and win tough games. So you can make things happen. It looked like you have some idea of what's going, and the Giants just haven't done it. And as much as you want to also blame Jason Garrett, they look like they drafted the wrong quarterback as well, Daniel Jones.
I'm with you there. It didn't make sense at the time, and some people accuse Carl and I of jumping the gun, but I never saw it, don't see it now. Had to be the smartest guy in the room, did Ghetto Man, as we like to call Kettleman. Our man Steve Wickety Weish with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Steve, a question for you, and I know, let me dance around this one delicately. We're waiting to see when Calvin Ridley will get back in the mix for the Falcons. We understand that, you know, mental health is approached in a completely different way than it was just 2 or 3 years ago, and we get that. So I want to be respectful. But big picture, do you think, and I know the franchise will be politically correct in how they answer it, but do you think this jeopardizes or changes the way they perceive how they're going to handle the fifth-year option, or move, I should say fifth-year option, but moving forward for him in the organization, or trying to move him? Some fans have asked this on the text line.
Probably depends on what this issue is. I mean, I think you know, if it's something just like, you know, really deeply personal and something where they're like, hey, none of us would want to go through what he's having to go through or deal with what he's having to deal with, then I don't think, it impacts him. But if it's something that some people in the building are like, hey, you know, he could come back 2 weeks ago if he really wanted to. And I think knowing Calvin Ridley, he's never shown, I don't think any of us, that he's not a gamer. So I think whatever's going on is very serious, especially with the discretion that's being shown about this. I think there were some unhappy thoughts about it. There would be some leaks. And this has been ironclad, which goes to show a lot of respect for what's going on. So, look, it always could. You know, football is a bottom-line game, and availability is often used as the best ability. But, you know, like you mentioned, mental health is being viewed in a different way. And try to tarnish somebody, even if they go elsewhere, if you try to move them, you know, wouldn't be a great thing. So we'll see. I mean, you know, look, they're not winning games with him, you know, without him. So I just really don't know the circumstance, and we'll see. But right now I give the organization, you know, high grades for really respecting whatever's going on and keeping everything very discreet.
Steve Weiss, our guest, guys, here on Dukes and Bell, talking NFL and Falcons and a lot more about what's going on around the league. As far as the Falcons are concerned, you know, the inability to put points on the board, Steve, we know why. But Mike today has been on this whole binge about sacks and how, you know, abysmal we are getting to the quarterback. And I said to him, I don't know if any of that changes between now and the end of the season. We're on pace to maybe have the worst, you know, sack year in the history of the Falcons.
Which is crazy, because you're playing a division where, like, the Saints' entire offensive line, I think, is on injured reserve. I mean, the Panthers aren't great blocking. I mean, it's – look, you don't always have to have individual winners, right, to get pressure on the quarterback. Let's just forget the sacks to get pressure on the quarterback. But you've got a scheme, and I think Dean Pease is trying a lot. And we all know all three levels work together in the passing game. But part of it is, I mean, they're not great against the run. So that sets up the play action pass and bang. And the other thing is, this defense is on the field an awful lot. I mean, look, on the second half of the past two games, they're just having to stay on the field and defend the run. Then someone's going to hit a third down pass, and then it just keeps the cycle going. So the pressure issue, when I'm looking at this at the Falcons, I'm like, okay, when it comes to the draft, they better draft five offensive linemen. Oh, wait. They better draft two pass rushers. Oh, wait. They better draft some wide receivers. I mean, seriously, it is, because they're not going to have a ton of free agent money to play with. Right? Oh, wait, they've got to get a quarterback at some point as well. This is going to be as crazy as we thought it was last year in terms of what they were going to do to try to fortify this roster. This is the offseason. That's going to be real telltale of where – this coaching staff, this management staff, and where this organization is headed over the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and it's a shame that we spent, you know, we didn't spend big money by NFL standards, but we did invest in Mike Davis, and, you know, we were all kind of, okay, impressed by what he did last year, you know, for Carolina and when McCaffrey was in and out. But it's still, I don't know, guys ask us all the time, Steve, why can't he get there? It's like the chicken and the egg. They don't make the holes, or this guy's got to get a rhythm to get downhill, but Mike Davis has been totally ineffective this year.
It hasn't worked, especially when you see, you know, Kadir Allison come in and pop off a 7-yarder run the same play. Or, I mean, I got to tell you, in preseason, I was stunned that they let Dante Foreman go. That dude looked like he had some giddy up. And now I'm looking at Tennessee. They just cut Adrian Peterson because Dante Foreman's going to be the guy. And so, you know, they don't have a dude with the juice, which is why I'm interested to see if they're going to make a move on Philip Lindsay, who was let go by Houston. You know, he's a pass-catching running back. He's different from anybody they have in that backfield right now. And Lord knows, if you want to save Matt Ryan from looking like Baker Mayfield, which is going to happen soon as much as he's getting hit, you better have someone who can catch the swing passes and hot routes out of the backfield. And that's what someone like Philip Lindsay can do. Because that, to me, that's missing desperately in their offense right now. And that's what someone like Philip Lindsay can do. So I'm going to be interested to see if they make a waiver claim on him or if they try to move on him if he clears waivers.
While we're going around the league, Matt Nagy, he says that he's been told he's going to be fired. Have you heard that?
He said he has not been told that. There was a report out.
Correct.
That he has been notified that. But look, first off, I don't know what's going on, but it could be semantics, man. I mean, all the time this goes on, well, they told, you know, the guy's agent. that we're going to let him go. They didn't necessarily tell Matt Nagy that this is going to happen. It's weird to tell an NFL coach you're going to get fired after this game. I mean, what's his motivation unless they say, you know, hey, if you go out and you act like an ass, we're not going to pay you. We're going to fire you for cause.
Right.
But then he could say, well, you already told me you're going to fire me. So what's the deal? So that would be weird. Usually these things are done like we're going to let you go. We're going to go in a different direction. So I don't know. I know in college sometimes they say we're going to let you go at the end of the season like they're doing with that Orgeron down at LSU. If he was going to be fired, I think they would have gone ahead and let him go. So I have not heard anything, and I've talked to some people, and everyone else is just kind of like, it's the Bears. You don't know what to believe.
Right. Hey, meanwhile, I know that Steve Weiss is with this guy's Falcon Report, also some NFL. We are going to see the Jags this weekend, and Urban Meyer is making $12 million a year on this deal. But as all these college coaches are getting wrapped up with long-term deals, do you think somebody throws an end around to get Urban Meyer? And would Urban Meyer take it?
Oh, I would not be surprised. It depends on the job.
Right.
I mean, because remember, 2 years ago, and I live in L.A., he was connected to SC, the athletic director that they hired. I think was at Cincinnati. He was tight with Urban. But there was just a lot of political stuff going on at USC there. Like, we cannot bring him in right now. And so maybe they change up because USC is embarrassed. You know, we hear they're going after James Franklin and all these other. So maybe so. But it will be interesting to see if Urban's got the stomach to see this through, because we have not seen that before. At Florida, when things got sticky, he was out. Ohio State, things got sticky, he was out. So we shall see. But everything I have heard is that that's not a good building. I will say this. That team's it has some moments where it competes like hell. I mean, if we think the Falcons are going to go down there and automatically win this game, we are sadly mistaken. Because I'm sure the Jags are looking at the Falcons like, this is a team we could beat. So we'll just see how it plays out. But I wouldn't be surprised if someone reached out to Urban's agent and said, you know, would he be interested in this? And the Jags, might be an easy way for them to get out from things.
Steve, it's always good to talk with you, man. We appreciate you. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
You too. All the best, guys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Oh, it's our Atlanta Hawks, guys. After a start to the season that nobody was wanting to talk about, going out west, losing the way we were, and kind of wondering what was going on, they've come home and handled business. And so, Mike, now after winning last night against Oklahoma City, Trey goes off. John Collins had a really solid game when you look at the stats across the board. 6 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, a career-high 5 blocks. This is what we've been waiting for. And I say that, you got to protect home court. We want a home court advantage, Mike, as we head, you know, into the spring and in the playoffs, and that's what we're looking forward to. But now, do you feel better about the Hawks than we did maybe 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I do. I wanted to, I mean, again, had we lost a bunch of games to, especially if we lose a game like the Oklahoma City game. So basically, we sweep the road, the home portion of the schedule, and we get back on the road. So I just thought, you know, maybe it was a little early in the year. I know we're like not making excuses. Trey, I thought you and I focused a lot on the comments of Trey and saying, look, we played in some really big games, and these games don't feel big. Well, they should have felt bigger because they're all playoff caliber teams on the West Coast, but that's water under the bridge. Seems like they're in a rhythm. I thought last night was an example of Trey trying to get guys involved, and there were a lot of missed three-pointers early, and then eventually Trey's like, well, I think I'll take a little more active role in the offense right now. Boom, boom, boom. And starts going for, what, 21 in the second half.
Here's Trey talking about this win streak, and then we're going to hear from Nate McMillan because he talked about the two guys that have been really key on during this stretch, but I think they're going to be key throughout the course of the rest of the season. Here's Trey Young.
Very important. I mean, obviously, we wanted to take it one game at a time, but we knew what we wanted to do and accomplish coming on this home stretch. After what we did on the road, we knew we needed to take care of business. So we knew what we needed to do, but we wanted to take it one game at a time, and we did that.
And now you get the Spurs. Spurs, guys, I said this earlier, you know, when you say some of these teams, it's like when Jordan left the Bulls, he's like, we're playing the Bulls. It's not those Bulls. This is not Tim Duncan's Spurs. Spurs are 4-12. They are one of the worst teams in the Western Conference. They're not as good as they used to be. And so it's still a tough road trip because, you know, that you're going to San Antonio, then you're going to Minnesota, Mike, before coming back home on Saturday. But these are a couple of games that you should be able to get. And now, all of a sudden, you look at the week, you win two of the next three, Mike. Now we're in business. Now you're doing something on the road, which is where we haven't really been doing anything.
Exactly. As you said, man, 9-9, 8-1 at home, 1-8 on the road. So, yeah, let's get rolling, man, because if we're going to be the team which we're all expecting and hyped to be, and it wasn't hype based on the performance last year, this team made it happen. You know, the East is much more competitive. So, you know, it doesn't matter where these games are. You've got to get something cooking on the road. You can't be this bad on the road all season, nor do I think they're going to be. But like I said, I think Cam Reddish is also – do you think – and we'll get the comments from Nate. But Cam is starting to fill some of the role of DeAndre, especially on the defensive side.
Yes, I do agree with that. As a matter of fact, let's hear Nate McMillan talk about Cam and his role.
Well, it's those guys coming off the bench, you know, sometimes is Gallo the first guy off the bench when Kevin was coming off the bench with Dre starting, you know, Kevin would be the first guy off the bench, and Cam was basically playing behind the three, which was Dre. We want him to come in and do what he's doing. You know, that I've left him in that role because I think he has played well in that role. Of coming off the bench and, you know, being that guy that can defend multiple positions. He's shooting the ball well. He's another guy that came in early, you know, came in late August and all of September and came into camp in great shape. And so the role for him is to come in and play the game, allow the game, let the game come to him.
Yeah, man, and I think he has. I also, and I know we mentioned this earlier, but a guy that I just love how he – it's almost like he wasn't in gear in the road – you talked about the road trip, and he's in gear now is Clint Capella, Carl. A double-double, making the shots in the paint. When they're getting the ball, he's more than not making the basket, but another double-double last night for Capella.
Well, Capella, too, from the defensive standpoint, Mike, you know, he's your stopper. And, you know, you funnel things to him. He's going to protect the rim. But Coach Nate McMillan talked about Herter as well, because I think Herter's finally back to being healthy.
I mean, it's just he's been really somewhat of glue to this team, being able to come in and play, you know, the different roles, you know, playing the two, playing the three, really just playing a wing position. I thought last year when we lost Dre and Cam, you know, I thought his defense really got better. And, you know, he was giving it to us on the offensive end of the floor, but he was the guy that we were putting on the best two or three, sometimes point guards, the best one, two, or three. And we're starting to do that again.
Yeah, man. Red Velvet, by the way, had a steal, had five assists, and also had grabbed a couple of boards on both ends last night.
So when the Hawks win five in a row, you know, this is where we are, and this is what we should be talking about, and this is where I think this team is going to be. When we talk about the rest of the season, you're going to have lulls, but you can't have losing streaks, Mike, of four, five, six games. That's where the ups and downs of the season. If you're a good team and you're one of the top four teams in the Eastern Conference, and right now I know it's a question mark because you're seeing what the Wizards are doing. You're seeing, you know, Philly still winning despite not having Ben Simmons. There are some teams at the top of the standings. Chicago's playing well. Did you go, wait a minute? But I still think we're one of those teams. And my point is, you can't have one of those five or six game losing streaks, whether you're out west or at home, or you have a quick home stand and then you're going on the road. This is more of what I expect from the Hawks. Run off a few, lose one or two, Mike, because it's an 82-game season, but then you come back and you run off some more, and you win more at home than you do on the road. You got to win half your road games. You're going to be a top four team.
Yeah, man. So, again, now we go do it on this little mini road trip, and we'll keep on trucking. By the way, we spent some time yesterday speaking about LeBron. We didn't really touch on it today, but LeBron did get one game.
Was that enough, by the way? Was it enough?
Well, obviously, Stewart, who threw his eyeball viciously into LeBron's forearm and fist, deservedly gets those two games. As a matter of fact, Stewart's eyeball was suspended an extra game. No, it's Isaiah Stewart gets two games and LeBron gets one. And recklessly hitting Isaiah Stewart in the face, the NBA announced on Monday night after we got off the air.
Yeah, listen, he acted like a fool, right? I mean, and part of his extra game suspension is when you've got everybody trying to hold you back. I mean, everybody's mom was literally trying to hold him back, right? And then he was, I'm cool. I'm going to kill him! And then he'd run after LeBron. You can't do that, man. I mean, I get it. You're upset in the moment. How that played out at the beginning, that was fine. But then when you're just losing your cool and you're acting up, it's going to cost you an extra game. And by the way, that's a game check. So that's not cheap. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, man, it just, you know, like I said, I don't think LeBron's dirty. I know Skip Bayless is trending on Twitter now because Skip Bayless.
He said LeBron's dirty?
He's dirty. Again, Skip will say anything,
yes, he
and
will.
He does.
Yes,
and
he will.
That's why I feel like, you and I should be syndicated. I know you got the national show on Sunday. You just have to make ridiculous pronouncements, Carl, and that's how you get syndicated as far as, like, what Skip is doing on TV. He just went out there. Yes, he went there. He said LeBron, he considers LeBron a dirty player, which nobody has ever said, and it's ridiculous, but that's, of course, Bayless moving the needle.
Yeah, it is. And I'll say this too, though. 20 years, like I said yesterday, when have you seen him? He's usually the guy coming in to try to defend a teammate,
right,
or break
now,
up a situation.
And I don't consider flop, you know, taking a flop, you know, illegal or dirty. Yeah. That's just gamesmanship. And a lot of guys do it if they're going to call it. LeBron, now again, you can be made fun of when you're a guy of LeBron's stature for taking as many of those, but, you know, that's part of the game.
Yeah, I agree. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Great text coming in. Hey, we're going to talk about college football because, well, you can scratch another coach off the list. Mm. It's coming up on Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.